services worked through the night to rescue drivers from cars trapped in deep snow. People have been advised not to travel to the area unless absolutely necessary. Ambleside resident Harrison Ward says there's been travel chaos on the A591, which runs through the Lake District.
With that one single road, once that starts to seize and starts to stop, with a few crashes that were reported, a couple of lorries jackknifing on the M6, that road quite quickly becomes to a standstill, and then all of a sudden people won't go anywhere at all. So there's reports of some people going, you know, even sort of a few miles in a couple of hours and just not getting anywhere at all.
A man has died and two others, including a British man, have been injured in a knife and hammer attack in Paris. A 25-year-old French citizen has been arrested. Israel's military has ordered more evacuations as it continues its offensive in southern Gaza, where it says Hamas leaders are hiding. Many of the territory's 2.3 million people are crammed into the south after Israeli forces ordered civilians to leave the north in the early days of the conflict. The US Defense Secretary says Israel has a right to defend itself, but stresses it has a moral responsibility to protect civilians. But Israeli ambassador to the UK, Tzipi Hotovely, has dismissed suggestions that support from Israel's allies is wailing.
In order to have a better future in the Middle East, in order to have peace in the future, we must make sure Hamas is destroyed. And this is where the Americans and UK government and other international leaders share our goals.
The Labour leader has praised Margaret Thatcher in a new pitch to win over Tory voters. In the Sunday Telegraph, he claims his party has changed dramatically since Jeremy Corbyn was in charge. There are more train driver strikes again today. ASF members at four operators are walking out over pay and conditions. And US rock band Kiss will live on as digital avatars after playing their final live gig in New York. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
Thanks, Daisy.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Bit of a down start for your Sunday, not expected to get any better this afternoon. Further rain or showers, locally heavy, will spread across the most of the region this afternoon. Less cold than in recent days, light winds taking temperatures to highs of around 6 degrees Celsius. Tonight's looking like this, cloudy again tonight with outbreaks of rain, heavy at times. Again, spreading northwards across all parts overnight. Becoming breezy and less cold compared to recent nights, though. Temperatures hovering around 3 degrees Celsius, your lows for this evening and tonight. Your new week for Monday starting like this. Rather cloudy on Monday. Further outbreaks of rain, perhaps locally heavy again, mainly in the far south throughout the day. A breezier the day than today. Feeling, again, rather cold, especially in the wind and around the coastal areas. Temperatures for Monday, 4 degrees Celsius, your highs.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
Hi, this is Kelly Clarkson.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, we're the Sugar Babes.
Hey, I'm Mariah Carey.
Hi, I'm Robbie Williams.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney.
Hey, this is Kylie.
Hi, this is Simon Cowell.
Hey, it's Katy Perry.
Hi, we're Taylor.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
Big thanks to Kev for the last... Oh, should we have some jingles? Hang on, let's have a little jingle there.
98 FM.
Ah, that's better. Big thanks to Kev for the last couple of hours of Sunday session. He'll be back here, same time, same place, next week for your Sunday sessions. Don't forget, if you missed any of that, you can catch it again on demand on our website, www.phoenixfm.com. He's still in the house as well, just made me a coffee, bless him. And I don't know if he put it there, but there is a big wagon wheel... A jammy wagon wheel on the desk as well. It says Epic inside. I can't wait. I'm just waiting now for me to finish talking to you lot so I can woof it down. Unless he claims it before he goes, of course. Welcome to Sunday Lunch. Yeah, I've only just made it. The traffic in Brentwood is absolute chaos. I shall be telling you about it fairly soon. And you know, it's one of my pet hates is there's traffic busy both sides on one of the roads in Brentwood coming down to more traffic. And there's a crossing. And then, but people could cross because the traffic's not moving. But they still go up, press the button. And then when the traffic clears, you're just stuck there, aren't you? Waiting for it to go green. They've well gone. And then we got up to, after about six light changes on the Doddingness Road, there's queuing traffic at the moment on the Doddingness Road, and it goes red, and people are queuing up, and I can see it in the background, and I'm thinking, oh, it's going to be another two changes before I get to Doddingness Road. And then it changes green, and the car in front, rather than, like, zoom off, you know, get as many cars through as you can, it's probably, like, taking the handbrake off, you know, getting into gear. Feel like a minute later, he's slowly pulling out. That's because he's the first one. And everyone in the back going, come on, come on. Not wanting to jump the orange light like we often do, you know. Just get that extra few before it goes red again. Yeah, murder on a Sunday. Where's everyone going? I suppose it's the last, you know, Christmas shopping now, isn't it? People buzzing around. If you're buzzing around, I will be keeping up to date with the traffic and travel fairly soon. Got loads of new music coming up. As always, we've got Jack Harlow, Jesse Ware, Taylor Swift. Got another brand new track out. We'll be playing that later. Chris Brown, Davido, Love Jay. That's coming up next. A track called Sensational. Just like this show. Spoke too soon, didn't I? Gabe's laughing. He won't be laughing when he gets that traffic. Takes them 4 hours to get home. And we got Dua Lipa and loads as well. Let's kick it off then. This is Chris Brown. Track called Sensational.
Life's pretty sweet, can be bitter.
Loving that brand new Chris Brown, Davido, and Lo J. This track coming up, we've played it a couple of weeks ago. It's brand new. It's from Loreen, who was the winner of the Eurovision Song Contest. And it's going to Italy, which is for next year, which is going to be amazing because it's the ABBA anniversary as well. So well done to them. There was a lot of controversy. Has it, you know, had it been pushed that way a little bit because it's going to be the ABBA anniversary as well. But turned out she's a great singer anyway. Had some great hits. The entry, I thought, was good anyway. And some of the follow-up tracks has been good. And I like this one as well. It's called Is It Love?
You'll find me in the echo of the dark, working on the rhythm of your heart. Lost you in the maze, now let me out. Is it love? Is it love? Is it love? Without a warning, without a sign, will you call me or will you hide? There's a shadow in my mind. How do I know it is love? Tell me what in your heart am I now? Is it love? Is it love? Is it love? Tell me what do you feel in the night? Is it love? Is it love?
With your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
I don't want
Perry here on Phoenix. Hey, DJ. 15 past the hour, 12 o'clock. Welcome to Sunday Lunch with me, Tony. Got some brand new Eliza Rose coming up straight after these.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
I lost my mind. Tiggy Beer. Take it there. Eliza Rose. I think he said Eliza Doolittle. Hey, where'd that come from? Pluck that thought right out of my mind.
We can smell the flowers. Just forget about the hours.
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, that will be me. What's coming up on the show? Well, I shall tell you in the second hour. We'll be looking at the UK charts. Where are we at number one this week? What new entries have we got in the top ten as well? And I can tell you, some of the Christmas songs are already making an appearance in the top ten. There's loads of them in the top 40 as well. And there's going to be a big battle for the number one, which is coming up soon, isn't it? Going fast as well. December the 3rd already. We're on the big run to the big ho ho ho. Ho ho ho. Yeah, Buzzy does it like that. But the big red man, probably a little bit deeper. Ho ho. Nah, give up by your head, Smithy. Also, we're looking at brand new music out this week, both singles and albums as well, because there's a little bit of a mix. We're on quarter four, so there's still releases coming out, even though it's a weird time to bring a single out, because you are in the race slowly for the UK number one for Christmas, although that tends to start round about the 14th or 15th of the month, where all the new releases are brought out. We know Lad Baby's not bringing one out this year, so and there's no X Factor either, so it'd be interesting to see where it goes. Also, with the death of Shane McGowan from the Pogues, Fairytale of New York, which has already entered the chart before his death, which is already creeping up the charts quite quickly, that will be a good contender, and it will be a great contender as well, because he was born on Christmas Day, so it'd be what a fantastic track to have over Christmas. I'm really hoping that will be the case for the Christmas number one. So if you're thinking of streaming or buying a track, that is the one to buy. Go and buy it, even if you've already got it. What a great track. I'm doing some karaoke this afternoon in Brentwood, and I'm hoping a few people are going to sing it. It's a great song, not too hard to sing as well, because it's fairly straightforward. You've got the other you know, if there's two of you, you can sing it, but most of the karaoke tracks will sing the other half for you, so to speak, if you've got if they've got modern stuff, which is good. So if you want to pop along, I will be in Hart Street in Brentwood from about 5:30 till right till late, and it's a Christmas jumper do. So if you can, you know, put your favourite Christmas jumper on, come and say hello, even have a sing if you want. We'll also be looking, keeping you up to date with traffic and travel. We're going to be doing that in, probably do it after the next song, which is Jason Derulo and Meghan Trainor. I'll also be keeping you up to date with more music news, and we're playing brand new tracks as well throughout the next couple of hours. Let's get this track on, Jason Derulo, Meghan Trainor. This is Hands On Me.
Baby, put your hands on me.
She was the girl next door, that's my fine ass neighbor. Told her if she wants some sugar, baby, don't be a stranger. And she said, when I need something sweet, I'll be coming over to you. That girl was knocking, knocking, knocking in the middle of the night, wearing nothing but a robe that she took off inside. And she said, boy, I'm getting cold, here's what I need you to do. Baby, put your hands on me. Both hands on me. Right now, you're the only one I need. So baby, put your hands on me. Both hands on me. When we dance, put your hands all over me.
Such a long time since I've been lucky. Don't have to be shy, say how bad you want me. Come and touch me tenderly. So come and give me that body heat. I want your body heat on me. I can barely sleep. I'm trying to turn up the degrees with you all over me.
So baby, put your hands on me.
Darling, you are the only one I need.
No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid.
Just as long as you kiss me before you leave.
So baby,
I'm still singing Stand By Me, I can't help it. It's probably a little bit old school for me. Just as the original was. Great song though, Hands On Me. The big voice, that is Jason Derulo and Meghan Trainor.
When we dance, put your hands all over me.
Ba-da-dum. Going to do the traffic and travel a few minutes early because it's chaos out there, I must got to tell you.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Yeah, let's start off with the Ongar Road. Really busy on the Ongar Road from Brentwood High Street. Mainly caused by traffic lights. I think it's kind of two-sided. Coming into Brentwood, really busy down the Ingrove Road. You kind of come to Wilson's Corner, busy there because people are obviously going towards High Street. And then continuing down the Ongar Road to before you get to Doddingers Road, it's really busy as well. It seems to be caused from A, weight of traffic, and B, the fact they got some pop-up lights that have come up just after the Doddingers Road entrance. So they're queuing to go down towards Keldon Hatch. And the extra traffic may be because there's problems at Brook Street currently. Really busy on Brook Street. The A12 is chock-a-block all the way from halfway towards Shenford, I suppose, coming towards Brentwood. It seems to be due to signal failure currently on the A12. That's Junction 28, Brentwood Brook Street roundabout. Approach with care at the moment. On the roundabout, there's a detour in operation for bus route 498 as well. And also, you've got, as if that weren't bad enough, you've got a lane closed as well on the entry ramp due to long-term construction on that junction as well, Junction 28, A12, Brook Street. Expect delays down to one lane on the slip road coming in towards the A12 as well. And that's affecting traffic right back onto the roundabout. The roundabout itself is completely chock-a-block, and it's having a load of problems. So as you're coming back from Lakeside on the M25 to come off at Junction 28, big queue currently. Not too bad coming the other way if you're coming from Junction 27, it's not looking too bad. But then once you get to the roundabout, you've got problems. And then to get onto Brook Street, you've got problems. So the whole area is completely chaos. 10:23 coming down towards Brentwood, as I say, that's busy all the way from Maskells Lane, queuing traffic to get to that roundabout currently. Lots of people trying to find alternative routes, hence why all the side roads in Brentwood are really busy. Heading into Shenfield, not looking too bad there. Got some temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on the Rayleigh Road at Hutton Place. But other than that, Shenfield not looking too bad around Shenfield, High Street and the Station Way. Yeah, heading towards Lakeside. Other than that problem there, Junction 29, A127, not looking too bad. But it's very busy on the 127, heading towards South End till you get to around about Dunton area. And then it clears. And then it's fairly clear all the way in to South End. And just a little bit busy around the South End central area. Junction 30, if you're heading towards Lakeside. Well, that's really quiet, probably because most people can't get there at the moment. That's looking quite good. The car parking areas as well, quiet, no reported problems there. Tad busy coming from the other way if you're coming through Shafford 100, but other than that, not looking too bad. If you're heading over towards Bluewater, again, busy. The Queen Elizabeth Bridge is okay, but there's a little bit of traffic once you get the other side. But coming back, different story from the A2. As always, heavy traffic all the way from Sutton at Hone all the way into the A282, which is the tunnels. A13, not looking too bad at the moment. There's no reported problems there. M11, if you're heading towards the M11, busy on the M11 as well. You've got heavy traffic going towards London Stansted Airport at the moment. Slow round Northfield Bassett area all the way up towards Hatfield Heath. Add extra time if you're heading towards London Stansted. If you come from Chelmsford, it's not looking too bad at the moment on the A120 and the A414. Not looking too bad either. The rest of the M25 is looking okay, and the A406, as always, is busy, but it's moving. got so much traffic, we run out of, like, jingle towards the end. Take a deep breath. Yeah, it's really bad. If you are got some place to go at a certain time, or you need to be there urgently, check with whatever system you use, or the AA, or the one of the apps that can tell you the traffic, because it's very, very busy locally today, and some of the ring roads have got problems as well, especially if you're heading towards central London, or if you're heading towards certain airports. I shall, of course, keep you updated if anything comes in, or if anything changes at the moment. So let's get back to the music. It is 12:32, if you're just joining us. Welcome to Sunday Lunch with me, Tony. Lovely to have you along. We're going to be playing some Christmas music, I promise. I do promise we'll play some Christmas music when we get to the charts, which is going to be in the second hour.
It's my own remorse. Help me to this.
Love this version. Tiesto, Tears for Fears, of course. And a chap called Goodfella. Trust somebody called Rule the World.
It's that man again. Yes, you're listening to Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM. Ruddy marvellous.
Yeah, ruddy marvellous indeed. Football today on the Premier League, you got 2 p.m. kickoffs for Bournemouth versus Villa, Chelsea, Brighton, Liverpool, Fulham, and also West Ham versus Palace at 2 o'clock. And the later game is Man City at Spurs, which kick off at 4:30, I believe. The Euro 2024 draw last night, wasn't it? I don't know if you caught any of it. It was ambushed by a prankster playing, well, sexual noises, basically. The Joker, he's known as Jarvo. He set off like an erotic ringtone from a phone hidden at the venue, like he did on the live match of the day broadcast back in January. And you could hear the moans while they was, you know, they was trying to do the pick. You can hear it in the background. Guests there, including ex-Dutch hero Wesley Schneider, done his best to carry on picking the cards out, so to speak, as Germany coach Julian Nagelsmann and former Denmark star Michael Laudrup were seen smiling in a clip which was put online earlier on. But it's not known how he got the phone in, but last time they'd done it, I think it was Gary Lineker was sitting in the chair interviewing, I can't think who it was, and then you could hear the noises going on. And of course what they do is they put the noise onto the ringtone, and you kind of get yourself a cheap phone and say a pay-as-you-go card. You record whatever you want on a ringtone and then just hide the phone. This is what basically they've done. And then you just phone it. Just keep phoning it. Until someone can find it, it will just keep ringing. Which is not easy to find when you're actually live on TV. There's obviously the more worrying part is I suppose, is how the hell he managed to get it into the studios. You'd have thought it would be, a lot of security at these studios and these football stadiums where they do all this. But there you go. That was live yesterday on TV, and the clips are currently floating around on all your socials like TikTok, etc. I've got TikTok. I put it on the other day, and last time I looked, I had 11 followers. I haven't actually put a video on yet. I have put a poster with kind of graphics that move. And my son said, well, it's not the same. You need to do videos. And I will do one. I'm just thinking of what to do. Now, I want to do something that's kind of a little bit funny. So I've got to find a clip and put it on. And then hopefully I shall get a few more followers rather than 11 or 12, whatever it is. And some people have millions, don't they? Millions and millions and millions. I don't know how they do it. I spend so much time already on social media. And I know when you post to certain platforms, they do repost it on other platforms. But it does take a lot of time. And I remember, you know, because I'm a bit of an old fogey. So I remember years ago, we didn't do any of that. Just if you wanted to get someone to come to a party, you'd print some like invites and literally give them to people, and then they would reply or they would just come. Nowadays, it's all done on the events and Facebook and lots of other different platforms you can use. And it takes a lot. It does take a lot of work because you're constantly on the phone. And I it's interesting to see sometimes on my phone I've got here. Every now and again, it comes up with what your daily browser time is. And sometimes I'm shocked to find it's like 2 or 3 hours in a whole day I've been looking at the phone. Can I believe it? I know. And I'm going to look at it again in a minute. So I can't stop myself. I'll put a long song on for you. Go and check me talk tick. This is Fred again with Adore You.
It's so much better at everything. Nice and clover in my chair, there's no compare. I adore you. Ooh, I adore you. I came first, but you're ahead beyond your years. People try to find this thing you've always been. I adore you. Ooh, I adore you. just like a dancer. If I had my way, every day would be a parade. Ooh, I adore you. Ooh, I adore you. And I pray, pray you never lose your star. I'm so proud, proud of all that you are.
With your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Happy Christmas from everyone at Phoenix FM.
All these broken pieces inside my body. Never share my secrets with anybody. So afraid to fall, paranoid to risk it all. There's no way of being sure when you're blinded.
Benson, Belters Only, featuring Enja with Never Knew Love.
Sunday Lunch.
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Presumably most people have got their Christmas decorations up. I know some people do leave it till kind of later into December, but I kind of got them up just as December hit midweek. Got some outside and, you know, the trees up and everything. We were kind of all ready to go. It's nice. It's frosty out the other day. It looked lovely with all the decorations up and a little bit of sprinkling of frost in the morning. So it's starting to look nice. Although I was reading a little article in today's Sun on Sunday saying some Christmas lights, fairy lights, can take the shine off your Wi-Fi. The strings of flickering bulbs can create electromagnetic fields which then interfere with your wireless broadband in your house. So that can be a bit of a problem. That'd be a bit of a nightmare if you've got flashing lights, wouldn't it? You know, you're trying to work, or you got my son would be on his games thing. He'd be going, "Dad, the internet's on. Now it's off. Is it on? It's off. Is it? How's it going now? It's on. It's off." Because your flashing lights are doing it. There you go. And there's lots of other things that can cause that as well, but it's not just the lights. It's you can, you know, like gadgets, including microwave ovens, some lamps, some speakers, even baby monitors, and some fridges also emit these electromagnetic fields. So if you do have any problems, by the way, the simple way to cure that is just simply move your hub. If you can't move the device, I mean, presumably you haven't got your hub sitting on your microwave, but if you have got interference from your lights and you don't want to move all your Christmas tree, you simply can just unplug your hub and move it elsewhere. There you go. I haven't heard of that happening, though, to be fair. It must have, because it wouldn't be in the paper. And if it's not, if it's in the paper, it must be true, especially on the Sun on Sunday. I've got to tell you before I play this song. is from Becky Hill and Chase and Status. It's called Disconnect. So it kind of links to the song, you know, disconnect your Wi-Fi, yeah. But the start of the song has got a noise on it, and that noise is made when you hold your phone, and it's, you know, like one of these modern tablet phones, next to one of your electronic speakers, like, you know, and it makes that funny noise. You've got to go, dig-a-dig-a-dig-a-dig. Have you ever done it? Well, try it. It's that is what they've sampled it and put it on this song. Have a listen. There you go, did you hear it?
I ain't gonna lie to you. Life's been really lifing. And I need a night or two to get me unwinding. I feel like I'm stuck in cycles every day. Come and get me out this loop. So just switch it up for me. It's time.
Connect.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Taking us up to news, top of the hour, this is Jack Wins plus 2020 Kid and Catelyn Scarlett with a track called If This Isn't Love.
I was fine just doing me, being young and wild and free. I was taking care of business till you showed up on the scene. Got me turning my head, got me sharing my bed, got me curving my friends for you. You got that something, this can't be nothing. Don't need nobody to hold me but you. Looks like I'm falling, you got me all in. Baby, there's no coming back from here. If this isn't love,
from everyone at Phoenix FM. On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.
Technical error. Don't you just love automation? Skepta, Charlotte Plank, Rave Out. This time actually leading to the news. I'll dig out the gremlins and I'll see you on the other side.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.